This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 21 minutes to 5. You're with Em for your Wednesday drive home. There's a one-person show that is taking over Melbourne at the moment. You've surely seen a friend on social media sing its praises, or perhaps you've been lucky enough to see it yourself. The Picture of Dorian Gray is currently playing at Arts Centre Melbourne. Here to tell us more is the show's adapter and director, Kip Williams, as well as show designer, Marg Horwell. Kip and Marg, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having us, Em.
Thanks, Emily. Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for being with us. Kip, firstly, can you tell us a little bit about the show? What can audiences expect?
Yeah, well, okay. It is a work that takes Oscar Wilde's novel and turns it into a hybrid of cinema and theatre, where one performer plays all 26 characters from the novel. And we use five cameras, a camera team that includes three steady camera operators, three mobile phones, and six flying LED screens. Along with costume changes and set pieces and theatrical wizardry in order to create the contemporary telling of the Picture of Dorian Gray.
It sounds absolutely incredible. Why did you want to adapt this particular story?
Well, when I read the novel as a child, kind of teenager, I was really struck by the way that Wilde kind of creates a physical manifestation of our relationship with ourselves, that kind of internal dialogue in this story about Dorian, who has this portrait that ages whilst he remains forever young. And then I think when I read it, you know, in the lead up to adapting it for this production, the themes of a society obsessed with youth, obsessed with beauty, the kind of the cult of the individual felt incredibly contemporary. And as Marg and I started working on the piece, you know, the more we delved into the story, the more we found that this piece that was written, you know, 120 years ago felt like it could have been written for today.
Fantastic. Now, I think one of the most, you know, epic things and the thing that people are really kind of taken aback by is that we do have 26 characters played by one person, which is insane. Why did you choose to make this a one-person performance?
For quite a few years, I've been thinking about a video show that could allow a performer to play multiple characters. And a lot of the work that I've done over the years in theatre and that Marg and I have collaborated on together looks at the idea of the way that people perform their identity, and that in different contexts, you actually might perform a different version of yourself. And actually, Oscar Wilde himself describes the three central characters of the novel being like three different versions of his own identity, someone who he aspires to be, someone who people see him as, and probably the kind of true version that he privately is at home. And so within the kind of form of this telling a picture of Dorian Gray, this notion of one actor performing 26 characters is the expression of this idea that people have multiple identities that they inhabit from context to context. And you know, Marg and I were really excited in creating a piece that exploited that idea in lots of different ways, and particularly looked at portraiture as one way that we represent ourselves.
Marg, considering there is only ever one person on stage and, you know, there's a lot of other moving parts, how important was design in this show?
Look, I'm always going to be the person who says, it's the most important. No, it's, look, we started in a really visual place and through a really wide net of things that we're interested in, photographers, shows we were watching, things that felt relevant to now, things that felt like they were kind of steeped in history, and compiled a really big kind of collage of images to make the show from. It's something I think that it's a book that talks a lot about narcissism and excess, and the temptation to kind of fill it with things is high, but it's such a fast moving show, and I think one of its strengths is how it can kind of disassemble itself and reassemble itself in a completely new way, and I think that's really exciting and really something that you see in live theater and that you don't see in a cinema, also, you know, in other art forms. So it feels kind of like making the most essential skeleton for that piece and finding where it can be decorative and lush and times when it has to be very singular and really about the performer on stage.
We're chatting to adapter and director of The Picture of Dorian Gray, Kip Williams, and the show's designer, Marg Horwell, about the show now playing at Arts Centre Melbourne. Now, Marg, you already kind of answered this, but how important do you think sets, costume, and design are to performance generally? Crucial, you've answered.
I know, crucial, but also like that annoying answer where you think actually to choose to do to have a bare stage with very little is as crucial as the one that's full of everything. So, you know, I think it works both ways. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be the most visible thing. It's pretty thrilling to design this show, though, and with such a such scope to see things up close and things from a distance, always thinking about what it will look like on camera, but also what it looks like as a stage image, which is always just a very boring old school person where I think that's actually the most exciting thing is the live image as well and how it can interact with each other. For this, it also, costume-wise, is about making one face either look like itself, you know, instantly recognizable as a character when we can just see them, you know, at the beginning and at the end of the show, but also that face can be so malleable and be so many different people of different genders and different ages and can kind of plausibly be many, many people, which is an incredible challenge, a really thrilling challenge.
I'll pose this to both of you because you have your season now in Melbourne at Arts Centre, but it's also been at Sydney. It's been playing in Sydney before this. We actually have a TV theatre and film reviewer here on Joy Drive called Susie Roll, and she said that it is one of the best things that you can see in live theatre. Did you expect it to be so very well received? I've only heard amazing things from everyone that's seen it.
Well, first of all, shout out to Susie, who we love.
Yay! We love Susie,
like, so
too.
We love Susie. We hang out for her reviews and the insights that she brings to the work that we make. She's extraordinary.
Fantastic.
I think as we made the piece, we were just coming out of the first lockdown in Sydney, and we felt very grateful to be making theatre after going through a six-month period where we wondered, you know, when, if ever, we would get to do it again. So as we were making it, we knew we were making this very ambitious thing and that we were pushing form and combining cinema and theatre in ways that felt like hadn't been done before. And so there was this sense of, we hope it works.
Yes.
We hope people like this and we hope it all comes together. But we had no idea that it would explode in the way that it has. And we've been so kind of overwhelmed by the way that it's been received in Sydney and at the Adelaide Festival and now in Melbourne at the Arts Centre. It's sort of, you know, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's an amazing thing. Yeah, we're super humbled by it.
Well, it sounds fantastic. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about it this afternoon.
Well, pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. That is the director and adapter of The Picture of Dorian Gray, Kip Williams, as well as the show's designer, Marg Horwell. The show is The Picture of Dorian Gray and is on now until the 7th of August at Arts Centre Melbourne. For more info, you can head to artscentremelbourne.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.